For this morning's spiritual address, here is Yolanda.
Hello. Today, I'm going to teach everyone about true listening. So true listening has been around for a very long time. True listening depends on our heart. It teaches us how to feel more in our heart. Now, it's becoming more popular with many people around the world that when we connect with our heart, it helps us to deal with our emotions. And when we learn to deal with our emotions, we live better and we're healthier. Now, with true listening, it helps everyone to have better relationships. Better relationships with your spouse, with your family, with your job, with anything, anybody. And the reason is because you start really listening, truly listening. And that means you look the person in the eye, you're not thinking about something else, because sometimes when people are talking, we're thinking about what we're going to make for dinner, or we have to go, or whatever the case may be. But when you do and you start using true listening, then you're going to see how you feel when the person speaks to you with that person's words. It will make your relationships better. Now, I'm going to tell you what I mean. There is somebody that there may be someone, a friend or a coworker, who you have a problem with. You don't like the way they talk to you. You don't like what they say to you. You get on the offense with them. You don't want to be around them. But if you actually stand there and listen to what they're saying, and when they say certain words or a certain sentence that hurts you or offends you, you take it to yourself. You don't look at them as they're trying to hurt you. You start seeing how you feel in your heart. So you stop for a moment and you start feeling in your heart, how is this making me feel? And when it makes you feel hurt, then you stay with that. Because the problems that we have today are not coming from the other person. It's always from us. We're the problem in our relationships. It's not the other person. And I'm going to explain this a little bit more for you. When you feel it in your heart, then you start realizing this hurt that I'm feeling that's triggering in me right now, it came from something else. You felt it before. And that is always the case, you know. All the hurts that we feel, whether it's sadness or anger, we felt it before. And it's coming back to us from something else or someone else. So once you feel that in your heart, then you recognize that you're feeling hurt. Just the feeling in yourself, but it's not the person doing it to you. It's a hurt that you never dealt with. It's a hurt you had before, but you didn't sit with it and you didn't try to heal it. So it's still there, because what's in our heart is also in our mind, our unconscious mind. And that's why I'm sure if you haven't heard, many people all over the world now today are focusing so much more on our heart, our feelings and our emotions in order to live a good, healthy or happy life. And that is because when we connect with our emotions, then we're more in control. When we start feeling that emotion and recognize it, then we say, ah, I feel that. And you're noticing it. And then you want to change it. But what you're going to do if another person's in front of you is you're going to think about, okay, how does that person feel? Because once you connect with your heart, it automatically triggers that emotion into you and have compassion for that other person. It automatically helps you to feel empathy for that other person. And then you're getting to relate more on their level and see why they're saying it. And you're not blaming them anymore, because you know that in life, it's all about us. It's only us. We focus on how we feel. Because however we feel is how we're going to attract everything to us. Whatever comes to us in life is because we need to learn from. So our experience in life comes from our way of thinking and our way of living. It's coming from us. Whatever we see, whatever we're experiencing. So when this other person's in front of us, they're just a person, a tool for us to learn from. And it helps us to realize what's going on with ourselves. And when you start thinking like this, your relationships are better. And in order for you to truly understand this, I'm going to give you an example. And I always give examples because I live this. I live these teachings that I learned. This is a golden age teaching that's been around for many years. And I live these teachings. So I'm going to give you an example, just one, because it's happened many times. There is someone in my family, and I'm not going to say any names, that for years, every time we've had conversations together or we communicated, he was very critical, always critical of me. And I felt bad about it. And I always just shoved it off, you know? And I always, but I, it made me feel bad. And sometimes I didn't want to be around him. I'm like, oh boy, I got to go over there and I'm going to see this person. And I know he's going to say something and make me feel bad or you know, or unworthy or whatever it is, whatever the case it may be. And once I started using this true listening, what I did was I would just stop. And I hear the criticism, and I would just stop, and I would just look him in the eye. And that's what you have to do, you know, what you should do, if you can. Not everybody can look someone in the eye, but it's good to. You look them in the eye, and you truly listen to them. And then I felt in my heart how I was feeling. And do you know, once I did that, and I felt empathy for the other person, they stopped. And our relationship actually became so much better. I mean, and it's not only with someone in your family, it could be someone at your job. So when you use this true listening, and the reason why I use an example, because I'm telling you, it really works. And if you could just try to do it, even if it's for a week, try and make it an exercise, you'll see what I mean. Because even when I go to the store, and the clerk behind the counter is giving me my change or giving me my bag, and she's having a bad day or whatever the reason is, and she's being like nasty to me, and she's like here, and she doesn't really want to talk to me. That hurts us. But when I feel that, I notice that person, she's not thinking about me at all. She's just doing her job, and she's got other things on her mind. And you really do recognize that more in your relationships when you do that. So remember, the problem always starts with you. Because if you don't realize that, then you're not going to, the healing's not going to start. Because we all need healing. All of this stuff that we carry on throughout our life stays there. It stays in our unconscious mind. And we never heal it. And all the times that we continue to have these hurts come up, or we continue to have someone hurting our feelings, whether it's our family or whoever it is, all this time it's coming, it's going to continue to happen, and it's not going to soften because you never sat with it and recognized, okay, I feel hurt. Why do I feel hurt? You understand? And a lot of times what happens is when you sit and think about why do you feel hurt, it's because of something that happened to you when you were a little girl, or some other the time in your life, when you was a little girl, someone bullied you, or they spit on you, or whatever it is, and you felt really bad about it. And then you continued on about your way in your life, and you never dealt with it. But sometimes when you sit and you feel that hurt, you see that memory comes back to you. And when that memory comes back to you, that's when you know, that's where it started. That's the healing. Once that memory comes to you, that you were hurt before by this person or thing or whatever it is, that's the healing. Believe me, this is an ancient method, a healing process that is now becoming more common and spreading out throughout the world. There's actually a book called Untethered Soul by Tom Singer. It's something Singer. And that's actually a popular book also. Many people like that. I've read it years ago. And that is actually focusing on the heart, on how whenever our feelings or emotions are hurt, then we go into our heart and we feel it. And we can call in our divine, the great compassionate light, universal intelligence, whoever your divine is, you call that into your heart. And that will also help you to deal with that and help you in the process of healing from that hurt. But it always comes from something else. It didn't just start there. So the problem is not with the other person, it's with us. So whenever you're feeling hurt or you're feeling down or angry or offended, start thinking about that. Try and practice this and you will see that your relationships will be better. They will become better. You're with your, even with someone at work or someone at home. But I have actually experienced it when I use it. We don't always remember to use this. But if you can remember to use it, then you'll understand. You'll see it more. And you'll actually become more healthy also. Because a lot of this hurt that sits in our body, and when we don't recognize it, or we don't take care of it, then it does affect us in our life. And it could affect us on a physical level, make us physically sick or physically unhappy or depressed. So I'm going to tell you also that it happens with texting. It could happen with writing also. You know, I remember one time I got a text and the person wrote something and they actually wrote LOL at the end of it. And I ended up sending this long text back saying, you know, I've done so much for you. All I did was actually to do this one little thing. And you couldn't do this one thing for me. And I sent this text back. And then hours later, I looked at it and I said, oh, he did write LOL on there. So he wasn't serious, you know, and I noticed it. So I'm just bringing up that example because it's whether it's the communication. That's part of listening. So that's like me not even reading the full text. Same thing, like when you're not listening to someone, they're speaking to you. And sometimes what they're saying is not what you're hearing is not what they're saying. But no matter what it is, if you start to feel it in your heart, you feel it. Whatever they say to you, go to yourself. When you go to yourself instead of them, then you start feeling empathy for that person and you're helping them to heal. You're helping them to heal. So you're both healing. And that's how you both, that's why the relationship becomes better. And there is so much more connected to this teaching. I mean, and if you want to ask, please do, you know, after service or whenever you want to speak to me. There's so much more to it and so much truth to it. And you'll see, you'll understand. So the problem is with ourselves. It's not with the other person. So if we're having trouble, start looking in your heart, seeing what's going on with you. You feel it, feel the hurt, let yourself feel the hurt, whether you have to sit by yourself or in front of the other person. Now, when you're in front of the other person, there's actually steps to this. And it's step one, you look the person in the eye. Step two, you call in your divine into your heart or the great compassionate light, whoever your divine is. Call it into your heart. And you're doing all this mentally because you're truly listening. You call your divine into your heart and you feel that hurt. And your divine's helping you with it. You feel the hurt and then you recognize that it's coming from you. And then when you look at that other person, you're feeling what they feel. You're understanding how they feel. And that's why they're saying it. Because they're saying it because, oh, they think they're helping you when they're saying this. That's why they're saying whatever it is they're saying, whether they're criticizing you, judging you, whatever, they think they're helping you. Or they're saying it because someone said it to them. you know, or they're saying it because maybe they had a rough life, you know, whatever it is, you're feeling empathy for that other person. And when you do that more and more, you'll see that the relationship gets better because we're all one. There's only one consciousness. And so when you feel, when you have that feeling to yourself and you know it's about you, all about me, once you realize that, your relationships become a lot better. And you'll live more in bliss and you'll be happy. Trust me.